we will never go back from having the video and telephone options and, you know, video and audio options. It's right and proper. It allows for great convenience. But it's made us really reflect on what it is to be a good doctor. And when you consult remotely, you are sensory impaired, you're sensory deprived. All you've got is your ears if it's a telephone consultation. Very hard for your sixth sense to come in when you're just hearing. And with video and audio, you've got two and a bit senses. But that, when a patient stands up in the waiting room to come in, there's so much that encapsulates there, whether it's the arthritic joint, whether it's the spring in their step of somebody who's formerly been depressed. You just capture so much. And we have lost something quite precious, and we need to work out what it of that is important to retain and hang on to, and when it matters and when it doesn't matter. We need research into that to back this up. We haven't done that badly in the pandemic at keeping people alive and well, but undoubtedly things have been missed. And I worry much more about the stuff I've missed than the stuff I've diagnosed. Other things we've learned. We've learned about the value of all members of the team. That, I think, in terms of flattening hierarchies, I think probably that's the most decent practices have recognised that the nurse has got an idea on this, the receptionist got an idea on that, the cleaners had an idea there, the GPs had an idea there, and they've all thrown into the pot. And in good practice, I think that they've made space for that, and that's a really good thing. And I think changes about the way we work with allied healthcare professionals and broadening the team have probably accelerated, and that's been a good thing too.